watering our roots, which is sharing and sheltering. I'm going to start by looking at Matthew 13. Oh, we're both trying to do it. You do it. Okay. Well done. Would someone like to read for us to give a different voice this morning? Go for it, Pam.
He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, but when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants, and becomes a tree, so that the birds can come and perch in its branches.
Thank you. You know, one of the signs that we have matured and that we're healthy and we're growing is that we can offer help and rescue to others. And one of the things that I often say to churches is that wouldn't it be great if people felt that in a time of crisis, the church was somewhere they could go, that would be the top of their list. And of course, for lots of people it is, you know, that's how it happens. I think that's one of the amazing things about Renew Wellbeing, which I know you're involved in, isn't it? It's almost like another emergency service, isn't it? People can wander in any state at all, and find help and welcome and sanctuary. But of course, we have to be in a fit state to welcome, don't we? And this is one of our favourite clips, and it just kind of illustrates that if you want to be a helper, you've got to be healthy yourself and know what you're doing a bit. Becomes a home for other creatures, that it benefits other things. And when we grow in Christ, we too can become homes for others. The branches and the fruit we produce are a gift to others, aren't they? As well as testifying to the goodness in being rooted and joined to Christ. And our maturity and our rootedness in Christ starts to benefit others around us. And wouldn't it be wonderful if that maturity and that fruitfulness and that rootedness acted as a kind of beacon for those in our society who are in crisis, who are looking for shelter and sanctuary. Now, of course, that sense of sanctuary has been part of the church's mission for centuries, hasn't it? Something perhaps we don't think about too much because we live in a free society. But in many years gone by, people would indeed find sanctuary, wouldn't they, in the church building. Victor Hugo's story of the Hunchback of Notre Dame is completely based around that issue, isn't it? Of people finding sanctuary in the church and its life. People who were lost and poor and impoverished and persecuted would find sanctuary in the church. I thought we'd have a bit of a Disney break. Now. favourites, and it's quite a grown-up story actually, isn't it? It's, you know, about people who are really persecuted by the church, rediscovering what the church is about offering sanctuary. We may not have such a dramatic need for sanctuary in our thankfully very free society, but there will still be people who need a sense of home and refuge, people who need family and support. I think, you know, what Alan said about the games last night, you know, it on the one hand, it is just us playing games. On the other hand, it's an incredibly profound thing that we did last night. That joining in together, that sense of belonging. And when we realise how many people live without that, we can take it for granted that we can all sit and have fun doing silly games and feel accepted and loved. And people live their whole lives without that. And of course, this is what the church is called to be, isn't it? A place of refuge, where a system of roots and branches that are being rooted themselves in the love of Christ are able to provide that sense of shelter and home and welcome and belonging to others. And perhaps as we move out of this weekend and the time that we've spent strengthening our roots in Jesus, we can start to think about how those strong roots might benefit others. And as we head back to normal life and church next week, how many of those roots and branches of our lives and church provide that sense of belonging and home to others? Because it's very easy, isn't it, to become comfortable in our own little group and the people that look like us, and to be a bit like this. Of someone different who changes the shape of who we are coming in, and yet that's what the church is always called to be, always called to be a changing shape, drawing in other people, not becoming uniform, not becoming all the same, adapting to the inconvenience of people coming in. One of the things that I do quite a lot with my role is to do vision setting days with churches, particularly when they're in pastoral vacancy. And we go through a list of habits of healthy churches. And one of them is accepts the cost of change. Because every time someone new joins, it changes, doesn't it? And that's how it should be. But there's a cost to that. You know, we have to accept that there's a cost to being welcoming, because we have to accommodate and change if we're going to be truly welcoming around the people that God brings to draw into our church family. And one of the ways that we can make that an open set group, you know, an open place for others, is by sharing with one another, sharing our lives together. Some of you have been good enough to share some of your life stuff with us as we've joined with you over the weekend. And there is no greater privilege, is there, than hearing someone's life story, hearing about what God's been doing in their lives in the last few years or months. There is no quicker way to feel that you're part of something than if someone honours you by opening up about some of their stuff. It's one of the best things about being a minister. It really is. That people trust you with their stories. It's a place of immense privilege. But it's not restricted to ministers. It's what we do for one another, isn't it? And I suspect that you're a church that know each other's stories. You know, some of you have been telling me each other's stories, you know, about the things that, oh, you wouldn't believe what this person's had to overcome. And amazing that, you know, they're here and that they're doing this. And it's wonderful to do that. So I hope that we can have a little bit of time of sharing this morning. And I don't want to make it heavy or to force anybody to share anything they don't want to. But I think what we'll do is we'll sing something, so that you've got time to think about it. And then if there is something you would like to share, maybe something that struck you over the weekend, or maybe something that someone said to you in one of your small group breakout things, that you think would just be good and helpful for other people to hear, then it would just be great for me to get away from the mic and for you to have a chance to share that. But please don't feel you've got to do that. But I think if a few of us could do that, it would be wonderful. So we're going to sing something so that you can just reflect maybe and think about that, and then I'll open the mic up to anyone else.